you know, there's a mystery that 95% of the universe currently, the present universe, is unknown.
The Professor of Astronomy at University College London, Ofer Lahav, acknowledges what's been dubbed the elephant in the corner of the lab, science's shameful little secret. That physics can actually only account for or describe a tiny fraction of the stuff that makes up the universe.
We understand 5% of it is the stuff we are made of, atomic material. The remaining 95%, which is broadly speaking 20% cold dark matter, another 70% dark energy, we still don't understand this 95%.
Of course, it's not really a secret at all. Astronomers have been arguing about dark or missing matter since Fritz Zwicky first coined the term in the 1930s, and a mysterious force or dark energy that seems to be driving the accelerating expansion of the universe since 1998.
So you see here is the image before,
but and all that could be about to change.
Here is the image afterwards, and there's that new object that suddenly appeared in the galaxy.
Director of the Institute of Cosmology and Gravitation at Portsmouth University, Professor Bob Nicol, shows me some of the first mission-confirming images taken with the dark energy camera.
So we verified that the camera works, it takes beautiful images, and we can find these supernova.
The camera, at 570 megapixels, the largest ever mounted on a ground-based telescope, will be used to conduct a comprehensive survey of 300 million galaxies over the next 5 years. By studying the distribution and clustering of these galaxies, the way light is bent or distorted as it passes the most massive objects in the universe, so-called gravitational lensing, and mapping the position and speed of more than 3,000 supernovae, the dark energy survey should help settle the argument over dark energy once and for all.
Imagine the excitement. You put it all together, you look at the sky, and actually you see beautiful galaxies.
Professor Ofer Lahav chairs the Scientific Steering Committee overseeing the dark energy survey.
So this summer is very exciting for us. We'll really start mapping the sky. So when you talk to me in 5 years, or 6 years, let's be on the safe side, we'll be able to present you with a map of 300 million galaxies and hopefully tell you the nature of dark energy.
But the dark energy survey is not the only game in town when it comes to shedding light on the dark universe.
Essentially, it's like a bucket of argon buried under a mountain.
Deep beneath the Gran Sasso mountain in central Italy, Darkside 50, a giant metal sphere filled with liquid argon, is all set to begin taking scientific data in the hunt for dark matter. And if that isn't enough, another, even bigger detector, buried at the bottom of a mine shaft in South Dakota, the LUX experiment, comes online later this year. UCL's Dr. Chamkoo Garg has been involved in both projects.
By the end of this year, we hope to have gone past the world's best in terms of sensitivity and be exploring new parameter space, really looking into regions where we just haven't been yet. And that means that at any moment you could be seeing dark matter.
A very rough count puts the number of major international projects hunting for evidence of either dark matter or dark energy at 25, including space-based experiments